This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Stockholm Network News in the headlines. Hundreds of Barbadians turn out for a job fair put on by operators of a new regional ferry service. The NCF CEO appeals to the public not to disrupt the Kadumut bands as the media launch takes place for the Cropover Climax event. The QEH denies there is any major COVID outbreak there. The U.S. Coast Guard seizes almost $100 million U.S. in illegal narcotics in the Caribbean Sea. And former U.S. President Barack Obama, to endorse the soon new Democratic presidential nominee, Kamala Harris. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. Hundreds have responded to a job fair hosted by the operators of a new proposed Barbados-based regional ferry service that is to commence operations here in November. Chairman and CEO of Connect Caribbean Ferry Service, Dr. Andre Thomas, says he is pleased about the number of people who turned out to the job fair at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center. The private sector-led ferry initiative will be seeking to fill about 185 positions. Dr. Thomas told Stockholm Network News they have received an overwhelming response to the job fair and will consider extending the application process.
We are very, very pleased with the turnout. It's really the first stage because you have to assess the actual talent pool where we get to look at people's CVs and assess them for the different roles that we have to fill. There are about 185 positions that we're looking to fill. Positions covering a very wide area. We're very pleased at the turnout. We had to stop registration because too many people applied, but they called Lloyd at Erskineford and they found a way to be here. So we have an overwhelming number of people here.
He explained the various roles required for the new initiative.
The roles really cross a very wide section. So there are roles within the head office. So within the head office would have administrative roles, management roles. Then we have roles in the warehousing. That's inventory management roles, supply chain roles. Then we have roles on the e-commerce. Then you have the C-level roles. That have to operate in the cargo division, travel division. We also have tourist-type roles. Then we have roles for chefs. So think of the ships as a hotel on sea. So everything that a hotel needs, we need.
Chairman and CEO of Connect Caribbean Ferry Service, Dr. Andre Thomas. Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts, has appealed to the public not to disrupt the Kadumut bands this year. Ms. Roberts was speaking at the media launch of the festival's flagship event, which has been renamed Flow Grand Kadumut, as it has a new title sponsor.
Let's party in peace, Ms. Cropover. We've done it before, and we can do it again. Let's see the bands on the road and enjoy the spectacle, the color, and the creativity without jumping in. And trying to be a part of, and I say it without filter, into the camera, what you have not paid for. Please, please, I encourage you to support the efforts of the bands in a sideline way by lining the route on Kadumut Day, enjoying yourself, enjoying the spectacle without breaking into the bands. So I repeat, let us party in peace.
She urges support for all the Kadumut bands.
I also encourage us all as a people to respect and endorse the efforts of the band leaders and their teams. Again, it's not easy, and it does not start 2 weeks before Grand Kadumut. It starts the year before, and their task is a very difficult one in this climate, as almost every destination that we know of now has some form of carnival. I was pleasantly surprised last year to support some of our artists going to the Caribbean Carnival in Japan. And then we also supported Marsville going to Carnival in Alaska. And you figure out how the Eskimos, try to figure out how the Eskimos party, but they did. And then Hypersounds was in Portugal. And so I ask you to continue to endorse and support their efforts in a very challenging and competitive market.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts. Meantime, Senior Director and Head of Communications at CW Communications, Marilyn Seeley, said they are pleased to collaborate with the NCF as their main sponsor for this year's Grand Kadumut.
This year, we are especially thrilled to join forces with the National Cultural Foundation to deliver the grander and excitement of Grand Kudumat. This event is a highlight for many, a day filled with colorful parades, captivating music, and a celebration of our cultural heritage. Flo's commitment to enhancing the experience of Grand Kudumat underscores our dedication to keeping Barbadians connected to the things that matter most, our culture, our community, and our shared moments of celebration.
Senior Director and Head of Communications at CW Communications, Marilyn Seeley, and you're listening to the Lunchtime Edition. Some stores are reporting an increase in business, including from tourists, during this crop over season compared to previous years. Marketing Manager of Sheraton Mall, Karen Oliver.
We have seen an increase in the crowd from last weekend with the Tipsy Music Festival. We've seen, which is, I should say, is a big improvement. We're seeing a lot of tourists right now coming into the mall to shop, which is something that we wouldn't normally see during the Crop Over Festival, but there are a lot of tourists, there are a lot of locals. Previous years for me being here at Sheraton, I can say this year we had a lot of late shoppers. So in the first part of summer, there weren't a lot of people, but as I said, it picked up tremendously last week for Tipsy. And we're also seeing a lot of younger shoppers. A lot of the younger demographic, they're clearly going out this season for the Crop Over Festival.
Marketing Manager of Sheraton Mall, Karen Oliver. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital denies there is any major COVID outbreak at that health institution. Officials of the QEH were responding to the circulation of a message on social media that alleged that there were a lot of people with COVID at the QEH, and as a result, there were no beds available in the accident and emergency department. A QEH official tells Starcom Network there is no outbreak, but they have had occasional cases. They say that today, two COVID cases were discharged and one case was in isolation. They added that they have seen a slight increase in the numbers coming to the hospital, and those cases have been managed. Chefs and mixologists will have the opportunity to train and compete at the regional level as the Barbados Culinary Team competition returns for the first time since 2019. The event was launched this morning at the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association's headquarters in Belleville. The winners of the local competition, which will be held at the end of August, will go on to represent the island in the Taste of the Caribbean competition scheduled for the 18th through to the 20th of November. BHTA Chairman Javon Griffith explained that selected members for the Barbados team will be exposed to various techniques, especially in large-scale catering.
The last culinary competition was held in December 2019, and that was due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which came in 3 months later. And we are happy to announce that the competition is now returning for the first time this year. The training that chefs and bartenders receive as part of the Barbados culinary team is invaluable to giving them the ability to do mass catering as well as outdoor catering for several promotional events. Both types of catering require specialized skills as it involves intensive food safety knowledge. One of the major training and development opportunities for the team is participation at the annual Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association Taste of the Caribbean event.
Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith. BHTA President Ryan Ford also highlighted other benefits of the competition. The United States Coast Guard said the crew of Coast Guard Cutter Forward offloaded in Florida more than 7,302 pounds of cocaine with an assessed street value of about $96 million interdicted in the U.S. in the Caribbean Sea. The U.S. Coast Guard said its crews, working alongside interagency and international partners, interdicted the illegal drugs during three separate cases. Coast Guard District 7 Staff Attorney Lieutenant Commander Juan Ramirez said the success of the joint efforts to save lives by reducing the availability of these harmful drugs is dependent on the cooperation with regional and international partners. The U.S. Coast Guard said three suspected smugglers will face prosecution in U.S. federal courts by the Department of Justice. And finally, former President Barack Obama is expected to endorse endorse Vice President Kamala Harris soon. A source says Obama and Harris, the presumptive Democratic nominee, has been in touch recently, and he is serving as a sounding board for her as he has the over 20 years they've known each other. Obama, who did not immediately endorse Harris following President Joe Biden's announcement on Sunday that he was not seeking re-election, believed it was important for the Democratic Party to have a legitimate process through which delegates select their new nominee, and he thinks Harris is off to an impressive start. Recapping the headlines. Hundreds of Barbadians turned out for a job fair put on by operators of a new regional ferry service. The NCF CEO appeals to the public not to disrupt the Kaduma bands as the media launch takes place for the Cropover Climax event. The QEH denies there is any major COVID outbreak there. The U.S. Coast Guard seizes almost $100 million U.S. dollars in illegal narcotics in the Caribbean Sea, and former U.S. President Barack Obama to endorse soon the new Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network on Instagram and Facebook now.